Liar.
FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Zach Williams. Fear is a Liar, Finding Faith, Good Hands prior to that. Hey, happy winning Wednesday to you at 7:02.
Good morning. And in celebration of Arbor Day, WJTL is teaming up with Tomlinson Bomberger Lawn Care, Landscape, and Pest Control for the Arbor Day Tree Giveaway. Our winner will select a tree from six varieties, and Tomlinson Bomberger Lawn Care, Landscape, and Pest Control will even plant the tree for you on your property. Deadline to enter is tomorrow at noon. The winner will be announced on the morning show on Friday, April 26th. Enter the contest blog at WJTL.com.
Our very special guests today from Lancaster's National Day of Prayer, Doug Meyer and Jared Schnapper here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Doug, anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my wife, Janet, and to my son, Brad, and to all of the folks on the Lancaster National Day of Prayer Task Force. Thank you guys for all your work.
Yeah, Doug is the chairman of the task force. And Doug, tell us about this year's National Day of Prayer here in Lancaster.
Well, every year we meet just to gather to pray together. I tell you, one of the greatest things that we can do as a community is to gather together as the church to pray. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited to see that happen every year as people from all kinds of churches gather together. We worship in song. We pray together. We ask the Lord. We beseech him on behalf of ourselves and our country and ask him for his favor and ask him for his forgiveness. It's just a great time to gather. We're going to be at the Lititt Springs Park again this year. It's from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock next Thursday. And
boy,
we just look forward.
Fast.
It's coming up so
April
fast.
April has flown by,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Sure is. Yep.
Yeah, and it is such a unifying thing. And you have the choir there from so many different churches and just so many people gathering.
There's about 130 members in the choir and from all kinds of churches. And it's just great for everybody to join together and sing and pray.
Yeah. Now, is there a theme this year?
The theme this year is so fitting for what we are dealing with in our country. The theme is love one another.
Wow.
Do we ever need that today for us to show that among ourselves as the body of Christ and also within our community to love one another?
If folks want more information about the events that are happening next week, can they visit you online?
They sure can. The website to visit is lancasterndp.com. All the information about that day, community gatherings where people can gather to pray in their community, and also the events that night at Lititt Springs Park, and all the details are there. lancasterndp.com.
Very cool. Also with us this morning, Jared Schnapp. He's in charge of the youth edition this year. Hey, Jared.
Hey, glad to be here.
Yeah, anybody you want to say hi to?
Oh, sure. Sure, I'll say hi to my wife, Jen, my kids, Hallie, Ethan, and Reagan, who are probably really groggy right now trying to get up.
Waking up,
but they're listening from their beds. And just a big shout out to the Harvest community that I love.
Very cool. And the Youth Edition is happening at Harvest Community this year.
Yeah, we are so excited to be hosting the Youth Edition at Harvest Bible Chapel, and I'm just looking forward to filling up the place with a lot of teenagers.
Yeah, remind everybody where you guys are at.
We are located at 651 Lampeter Road, and that is in the West Lampeter Township community.
And the Youth Edition is happening the night before National Day of Prayer, is that right, next Wednesday?
Correct. We'll be Wednesday at 7 o'clock in the evening, and it's usually a lot of churches have youth group at the time, so it's a fitting time, easy time for us to gather together.
Yeah, I know in years past we had you guys here at the Junction Center hosted you, and I think one of my favorite times was when the kids would all break up into small groups. Is that something that you guys will be doing this year?
Yeah, we're going to do a variety of things. We really want to engage our students in praying and just look forward to just spending some time. You know, it's going to be, for some, it's away from the smartphones, away from the normal routine, to be able to be face-to-face praying with one another. There's nothing more powerful, as Doug said, than to be worshiping and praying together. And let's do that with the teenagers in our county, to be able to do that together.
If listeners want more information about the Youth Edition, is that online as well?
That is on the same website, and great links that will be able to give you directions and more details with that as well.
Go to LancasterNDP.com, the Youth Edition next Wednesday, National Day of Prayer next Thursday at Lititt Springs Park. We'll talk more with Doug and Jared coming up in just a bit. JJ Weeks Band on the way with more.